celebrated Augustine's mother, St. Monica, a woman who held so strongly to her faith, even in the midst of great adversity. A woman so devoted to her vocation as a wife and a mother that she prayed and fasted intensely for the conversion of her family. St. Augustine started out far from sainthood. There was a strange group at the time called the Manichaeans, which he belonged to. And a short definition would be it was a religious belief system, heretical, that kind of focused on light and darkness, kind of Gnostic with the spiritual and the material sort of things. So he belonged to that group. He also had a mistress, and he fathered a child out of wedlock. He was not the kind of person that you would ever pick for sainthood, by any means. Yet, through his mother's prayers, he converted. At the age of 31, he heard or listened to a reading of the life of St. Anthony of the Desert. And he said later that his conversion was prompted by hearing a child's voice say, "Take up and read." He would go on to produce prolific writings that still bear so much fruit today and are at the heart of our Catholic theology. He was also an incredible psychologist, and through all of that work, through his interactions with people, through his writings, he began to see not his own beauty, but the beauty of God. He began to turn his senses to the things of God and God's will in his life, and not merely his own ambitions. He saw the world and his life in a totally new way. And with so much to focus on with Augustine's life and so little time in a homily, I'd like to pick just one thing, and that's conversion, the idea of conversion. So often we look to our saints and think, well, that's never going to be me. I'm never going to be canonized. I'll never write theological works. I'll never whatever it might be, right? And that's true. Most of us won't be formally canonized or won't have national notoriety. But that doesn't mean that we won't or we can't be saints. At the same time, we also think that perfection is required for sainthood. If Augustine's life tells us anything, it's that perfection is not required, and our past never negates our future. Through one simple thing, like hearing about Anthony's life, it changed everything. Augustine started living for God and not himself. And that's really what conversion is all about. It's that turning 180 degrees. It's converting, turning away from ourselves and looking to God. Every single one of us is capable of doing that and is called to do just that. And sure, it's not always going to be perfect. We'll have our ups and downs, our moments of joy and success, and moments of dryness where it seems like God is far away. But that's okay, because God is always before us to straighten the path and give us courage. Given the brutal climate of this world, we've got to believe that with God, all things are possible. That a world so broken can be converted and healed. Augustine is living proof of what prayer can do. His life, along with his mother's, exemplifies what it means to trust in God. 30 years, Monica prayed for the conversion of her son, and then the day finally came. Many tears were shed, many prayers prayed, fasted, talked to the bishop, but 30 years, it wasn't just a snap of the fingers. And as you've heard both myself and Father Dennis say many times, nothing will change until our hearts change. Whether we're strong, devout believers or someone who's going through more of a struggle with our faith at this time, we're always, all of us, in need of conversion, constantly forming our heart after the priestly heart of Jesus. It's a lifelong journey. But it's a journey worth taking, because even in the challenges, we can find joy And so today, through the intercession of St. Augustine, we pray in a very particular way for the conversion of our hearts, that we may be formed and fashioned through the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And we ask for the trust to know that with God, all things are possible, and healing will come. St. Augustine, pray for us.